Well, hello out there and welcome to our Astro Blast podcast. It is Monday, actually, and we're coming at you live from the Salt Marsh Library. And it is Mrs. Bernard. I'm tongue-tied here. And I'm with my partner.
I'm here, too. It's Mr. Constant. How's everyone doing out there?
And we have a very special guest. He has joined us before.
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Pinkerton himself.
Oh, my gosh. Elliot Lemke here with you guys.
Hello, today. Elliot. Coming on for a second time now. This is part deux.
Yeah.
So glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Yeah.
So good. So
Mrs. Bernard and I were judges for the Mr. Pinkerton.
We were.
And we had a ball. It was great. I felt like it was one of our greatest Mr. Pinkerton competitions ever.
I would agree. Great. So I think what I really enjoyed was I enjoyed the solo breakout right at the beginning.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was fantastic.
I thought that was super, super fun. That was a highlight for me. I thought the talents overall were actual talents.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with the creativity.
Absolutely.
That was being, because you take Elliot, for instance, we know he's very, very talented. He actually took a spin and didn't even really do what his talent.
Right.
Was.
I thought for sure he'd be singing a song, and he didn't. He elevated his game.
Yeah. No. So I was like, because when I first heard about Mr. Pinkerton, I thought it was more just like a comedy thing.
And it kind of is. It's a spoofy.
It pretty much is. Yeah. So I was thinking, I was coming up with an idea of comedy percussion and stuff, but my buddy Mannix, who actually did Mr. Pinkerton too, he did the stick flipping thing.
Right. Yeah, that
so
was
I thought
great.
That'd be a little too similar.
Yeah.
Mannix was great. I mean, I really thought that there were potential six winners on stage.
Yeah.
And there were 12 total. So to be honest with you, Elliot, for you to come out of that as Mr. Pinkerton, and it well deserved, but there were definitely others that could have donned the crown that night. So you should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And as spoofy and fun it is, it's really pretty cool to be Mr. Pinkerton. I hope you understand
It's
the responsibilities that you hold for the next year until the next Mr. Pinkerton is crowned.
I would like to just interject with the fact that your question, right? What was your question exactly?
Why should you be
Mr. Pinkerton?
Yeah, and you said that you have a ton of spirit. So why don't you talk to our listeners about that?
So I've appeared on a lot of people's even Snapchat stories that I don't even know during Spirit Week because I go so all out. I dress up with pretty much everything that I can find in Party City or I'll go out to Walmart and find everything. People know my Astro uniform. So I've been wearing the same uniform on red and white days since freshman year. It's just evolved a lot.
No
so
way.
Now I have I have so much. I call it the 4.0 now because
that's
I have so much,
awesome.
So much stuff on it. But so I really try to go all out and I really try to inspire the people around me to do so as well,
So
one of the contestants that night was the door for... Was it Halloween? Remember the kid dressed up with the door?
Oh, Alex.
That was Alex.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He talked to the people on the Mr. Pinkerton committee, and he asked if he could get a door with a hole in it, and they couldn't get it to him in time.
Oh, too bad.
Too funny.
Too bad.
Yeah,
but
no.
I think, that's really what it's all about is having that school spirit, right? And kind of embodying that
for
school
sure.
spirit. So I think that the appropriate person was crowned. I can tell you for without a shadow of a doubt, you are my son's favorite pick.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's such an honor.
For you, he's and for our listeners, he's 12. But he is huge Elliot Lemke.
A potential soon to be Mr. Pinkerton.
I could see that. But I thought it was a super fun day,
yeah, absolutely.
Or night. Really great job for all contestants. I think it was positive for everybody,
yeah. And one of the new responsibilities of Mr. Pinkerton we found was to get involved in Senior Palooza, which happened last Thursday.
Yeah, and so we owe Elliot quite a big
We
great
do.
Great deal of thanks because he literally stole the show there.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. So for those of you non-seniors and you're up and coming seniors for the mm-hmm. future, get ready for Senior Palooza. That was our second annual. Coming up third annual next year. We're already planning. Yeah. We have a meeting tomorrow to prepare for next year.
There you go.
So Senior Palooza, it's the day when the SATs happen, PSATs for underclassmen. So what the heck do we do with seniors?
Right.
So you know what we do? We palooza.
Yeah, and I think I know that I had personally a lot of students come to me and tell me what they thought how they thought of the day, and just really, really good feedback, unsolicited good feedback.
Yeah, that's nice to hear because we put a lot of work into coming up with some a variety of things, educational, entertaining, goofy. Yeah. I mean, I was surprised, you know, I threw bingo out there and it was a hit.
Oh,
kids,
I think
the kids loved bingo.
Yeah, they called it. So I heard from one of our past podcasters, Rosalie.
Oh yeah,
she said that she was calling it Senior Citizen Palooza.
My gosh, I love that. That's great.
Oh, I wish I was there for the bingo.
But she said it was so fun, and her friends were loving that.
That's
part.
Awesome.
Did you get to participate in any of the festivities? I know you were setting up and everything.
I did get to go to the job fair, which was actually really cool.
Yeah, that was good.
So we had like the whole, what was it? The sheet where you had to go and had to find the different jobs and stuff.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt.
That was a great idea, you know, get yourself talking to different people.
Yep.
I ended up talking to some engineering thing called Thor Labs.
Oh, yeah, I saw them.
They were really cool there.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of optics and stuff, and so that's something I'd be interested in actually myself.
Excellent.
So it was a good experience.
Well, that's great to hear. Yeah. And now, speaking of the scavenger hunt, there are still some prizes to be won. We will be doing a pick of those who complete the scavenger hunt. We'll be offering gift cards soon. Probably do that tomorrow, and we'll be getting those out to the kids. So there's still more prizes to be won.
Seriously, free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff?
Speaking of free stuff, boy, there was a lot of swag at that career fair.
There
was I saw kazoos, sunglasses, squeezy balls. Everything was being given out there. It was awesome.
I thought it was such a great day. I would say even there was games downstairs part of the gym. I took part personally in a push-up and pull-up contest.
That was very popular too.
Tons and tons of fun.
And of course, Mr. Pinkerton doing some music and trivia, and there were prizes given out there. We had lots of prizes for people.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was great. And we do appreciate you getting involved.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you guys had me.
Yeah, it was excellent.
No, I was happy to do it. You know, I get the exposure of my acoustic set there. So.
That's great. Yeah. You were fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Very popular.
Thank you.
So,
what else do we have going on?
We had some, this weekend was the Anastasia, the musical,
fantastic.
Which Elliot was there Friday night. I saw him in the audience, and I was there Friday. It was a long show, but boy, it was well worth it.
It was so good.
Wonderful. What talent we have, including a former guest and a bandmate of Elliot, Miss Lorelei Stahl. She was quite the
fantastic,
quite the player that night. She was awesome. She's
amazing
a lot
voice.
Of fun. Yeah.
She's such star quality.
She really
so does.
She,
everybody up there.
Yeah,
know?
She really does have quite the range and ability, and just a true entertainer. And what was the star? The Anastasia.
Deborah Hernandez. Yep.
She's great.
Wow.
Yeah, what
she's going places.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She really is amazing. Yep. Yep. And the boys did a great job.
And James and Gavin.
James and Gavin were great. And you know who really was interesting? Day. That's Ryan Day, right? He was the blonde hair, the partner of
I'm trying to think.
I want to say Ryan. We've had him on before too. He's been on our show. He plays football. He's
Adam.
Is it Adam? Not
Ryan.
Oh,
Adam. Adam.
Adam.
That's right.
Sorry.
Adam. Yep.
My
yep.
bad, Adam. Adam Day. What a performance.
Really?
You know, and I said to my wife, you know, he's the starting center on the football team.
I didn't know
that.
That
is crazy.
That.
Yeah.
And I think he plays baseball too. Or
he's on student council.
He's on student council. Uh-huh. I think he used to play hockey. Maybe he doesn't do hockey.
I don't know.
But anyway, the Renaissance man there. Yeah. He does so many different things. And I was really amazed how talented he really is.
Yeah.
He did such a great job.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great to see all the talent we have.
Well done to the cast and crew.
For sure.
And the pit. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Blew it out of the park, you know?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Such a great
so
mood.
Cool. So
and the
cool.
crew, of course.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, they did a nice job too. Everyone.
Everybody
everyone
did
involved.
Such a great job. Fantastic. It was just such a
Bravo.
Great production.
So good.
It really was. It really was. Makes me look forward to next year. I'm look, already,
oh, yeah.
already excited about next year's music.
I'll have though. To come see it. I'll
you should. You definitely should.
I'll sure. be around. So
speaking of, so what's your plan?
So I'm going to be going to college in Mass. I'm kind of undecided between three colleges, either UMass Amherst, UMass Lowell, or WPI, which I've
okay. wow.
I've got accepted into all three. It's
congratulations.
More, yeah, thank you. No, it's kind of an issue of like trying to figure out the finance of it and
sure.
going and touring. And
so WPI, you know. You're looking at engineering?
Yeah, for WPI, my major I put down was engineering, undecided engineering. Right. So I'm not too sure what I want to do there yet because they don't have like engineering physics or plastics engineering, which is what I'm going into at the other two colleges.
Okay.
So it's kind of just, I guess, me going there and me like... Yeah. trying to decide.
I mean, I don't want to sway you either way, but I feel like Amherst is more in your range of your eclecticness.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
a word? I just
yes.
made that
they
word
also,
up.
They also have, you know, one of the best drum lines in the world
is
there.
Is that right?
Oh,
they
gosh.
Do. But the thing is they're so good that I don't even know that I would get in.
Wow.
Like,
oh,
they're
geez.
Like, they're,
yeah.
I think I could probably get in because yeah. they have a, it's really big.
Yeah.
But it's tricky. It's tight competition, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
that's
those are, it's nice to have a tough choice like
right?
that. Those
right?
are all fantastic
yeah.
schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And even Lowell, I mean, Lowell, have you been to Lowell
Oh,
lately?
Yeah. That's yeah. the one that I originally was like planned on set going to because,
yeah.
Well, I toured there three times and, you know, it's been really good. I know the head of the sound recording technologies department there, he's been my drum teacher for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So...
Okay. Well, I mean, I was going to say Lowell has come back. I mean, that
oh,
town
yeah.
is, it's fun.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
go down there every
place.
Now and then. It's got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of music.
Oh, yeah.
Some really nice restaurants downtown. They've really
Yo,
fixed
yeah.
up Lowell.
No, they have.
And it's really a nice place to visit.
No, and they, surprisingly, they also have the world's leading plastics engineering program at
there
UMass Lowell.
Wow. Wow.
Number one. So.
Is that
that's so
okay?
Cool.
Well, you've got a
so
tough choice
you.
Ahead of you.
It's tricky. It's
well,
tricky.
Good luck.
You. I mean, I think any way you slice it, you're winning. And
yeah,
I
no kidding.
I certainly would no. say that a school is winning if they get.
Oh yeah,
on board,
absolutely.
So.
And it's such an honor. You know, it's I wouldn't be able to do it without Pinkerton. You know, they have so many programs here, so it's a great school to go to.
That is
set
nice
yourself
to
up
hear.
To so- yeah. college. You know,
for sure. For sure.
Definitely.
Hey, you mentioned the word winning, and I just want to shout out to those athletes who have probably now made a team, and
mm-hmm.
spring sports is
oh, yeah.
Just rolling out and getting going,
up.
Although boys volleyball starts today, tryout. So
yeah.
for
yeah.
any boys out there, you should try out for volleyball. Great sport. So,
yeah,
yeah good luck to all our teams, and it'll be a fun-filled springtime here yeah. when the weather's starting to get better.
I think we can see
hopefully.
Some grass now, so yeah. we're moving in the right
we're
direction.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. What else? We have progress reports right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're almost
April 7th.
Hitting.
Oh, yeah. April 7th,
we're
I think it is.
We're almost hitting the second half of semester two.
Yeah, and it's
going to
go.
Graduation.
Going to go quick. It's going to
wow.
go real quick.
So quick. Yeah. yeah. So exciting time here at Pinkerton.
Yeah, and I think we're ready to just about wrap this
we
show
are,
up. But what do we have to do in the meantime?
I mean, we do have to ask our guest the question that we always do, and he should probably
oh.
already know what it is.
I
so
forgot from last
that's
time.
That's okay.
I did remember there was a question.
So
there
we always ask our guests if they have a shout out to somebody in the community
oh.
that they would like to just, you know, say thank you to or whatever. So do you have a shout out for us,
That's
Elliot?
Right. You know, I'll give a shout out to Student Council for running Mr. Pinkerton and everybody in it because it was such a great time and I had such a great night there.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Of course, the judges and those at the Stockbridge as well for doing everything they do. I know they have a
yeah,
lot going
wonderful.
On there. So.
They sure do.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, Student Council did a great job.
They
whoever,
did.
Oh, they,
you know, I know there's a couple of students
fantastic.
In particular that ran the show, so to speak, and it was a great night. And it was a good crowd. I think they made some money. That's
yeah.
part of what it
nice.
Is to make money.
There you go.
And that money goes to scholarships, I think.
Oh,
I'm
I
not sure about Mr.
It.
Pinkerton.
I think maybe they
oh,
even do some into Astrothon. Which
oh, that's,
coming up.
Oh, that's
that
right. Yep.
That's coming
Astrothon,
up.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you going to that, Elliot?
I can't make it, but
I have a gig somewhere else.
I actually do, yeah.
Where are you playing?
Well, that's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Allstate, actually, this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So
well,
I have to miss school Friday and everything.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Oh,
best
good
of luck.
Luck to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So big to-dos here at Pinkerton.
For sure. Lots
yeah.
going on, guys.
Yeah.
Get involved. Stay yeah. Strong.
Yeah.
We're on the downturn and of school.
Happy beginning of spring.
For
we're,
sure.
We're in it now. Let's see some 60s coming our way.
No kidding. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, no, wait. It's the beginning of the week. Have a great week, everybody.
It does feel like a weekend.
It does.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.